Hello and welcome. Scare track. Episode. Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. Scare Track is a podcast featuring three scare enthusiasts who discuss the crazy world of scare entertainment. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track, the UK's first scare attraction podcast. Now, welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
Is blank, the story starts here, nothing is stone, and the inference clear, it's over now, and I've cried my last tear, my time was yours, but now this is my end.
Hello and welcome to episode 73 of the Scare Track Podcast. You heard just a snippet of the song My Year by the band Delta Rhythm, a UK-based band who are sponsoring their second episode of the Scare Track Podcast. So thank you so much to the Delta Rhythm. Guys, stick around to the end of the show where you'll be able to hear that awesome song in full. So episode 73 of the Scare Track Podcast is a mini episode where we interview a good friend and fan of the show, Tommy Wright. Tommy Wright is a theme park enthusiast, but he's also a scare actor. He's worked in a few places in the UK now, so we thought, what better opportunity than to get him on the show and chat about why he's a scare actor, what he enjoys, and where he's acted as well. And the main reason we got him on is because we were recently asked onto his show. Tommy has started his brand new, very own podcast, and you guys can go and support him now. We have lots of scare fans who are into their theme parks, just like me, just like lots of you guys. So head over to Facebook and search The Drop Theme Park Podcast. That's The Drop Theme Park Podcast. On there, you can get their links to their show on SoundCloud as well, guys. Drop it a like, give it a share, and leave him a message. He's just released episode 1. Episode 2 will be out shortly, and episode 3 is the episode that I'm on. That'll be out soon as well, guys. So, like I say, just head over to Facebook, search The Drop Theme Park Podcast, where you can check out all the shows there. Really cool. Really excited to see where this podcast goes. We all love theme parks, don't we? And 2018 is going to be a big year for Alton Towers with the Wicker Man. We've also got Icon at Blackpool Pleasure Beach. So, yeah, theme parks, we're loving them. And we always love scares at theme parks as well. So I was invited onto his show. So thank you so much, Tommy Wright. So what better opportunity than to have Tommy on our show and chat about scare acting. So we're just going to start off with a little bit of news and then we'll get right in it with the show, with a mini interview with Tommy Wright, scare actor.
You're listening to Scare Track.
So the only piece of news you really need to know in the scare industry right now is the biggest and best news of the year, and that is ScareCon 2018 has been announced. That's right, ScareCon is back for its 11th year. Last year was the 10th. It was the biggest and best year at the Alton Towers Resort, and they are back there again this year. Alton Towers Resort, home of ScareCon 2018. They're going to be there on May the 22nd and the 23rd. That's right, it's now a two-day event. Back at Alton Towers, guys, so get your tickets now. Go to www.scarecon.org. That's www.scarecon.org. Get your tickets now, guys. The main day is the Tuesday, the 22nd. There we will have the exhibition, the seminars, the trade stands, the whole convention, really, guys. We'll have the Scar Awards, the Scare Ball, the entertainment, Michael and his team work really, really hard to make this event absolutely fantastic each and every year. And being back at Alton Towers is only going to be bigger and better than ever before. And that's why there's now a second day. That's right. We don't need to cram it all into one day now, guys, because on the second day, on the 23rd, is when we'll be going into the theme park. When the theme park is closed to the public, it's going to be open to delegates of ScareCon only to go through the mazes. That's right, multiple mazes will be open for ScareCon delegates only. So head over to the website now. It's www.scarecon.org. That's www.scarecon.org, and you can get your tickets there. If you book now, guys, you get the early bird ticket. You can get it for just £70 instead of the usual £75 rate. If you have 6 to 10 people in your group, you can get them for just £65 instead of £75. If there's 10 plus, definitely get your tickets now, guys. You're saving £15 per head by only having to pay £60 a ticket. If you can't make it on the 22nd, on the Tuesday, guys, don't panic. You can join us for the 23rd when it's mazes only for only £20, guys. And then ScareCon evening ticket only is £40 instead of £45. So it's worth getting your tickets now in the sale. Also, guys, Splash Landings Hotel will be only purely for delegates of ScareCon. There'll be no general public there. And I think Michael and his team will be releasing that information on how we can book those hotel rooms ASAP. So check out ScareCon on Facebook as well, guys, and the Scare Tour gang. They work really hard, not only over October, the Halloween period, but definitely to bring us this amazing, Europe's only and biggest scare convention, ScareCon, every year. So put it in your diaries, Alton Towers Resort, 22nd and 23rd of May this year. Get your tickets now. So, guys, just a little bit of ScareTrack podcast news as well. As you guys know, we had a very, very, very busy October. It was absolutely amazing. We went everywhere. And then at Christmas, when we had a few scare attractions open over Christmas, we had some special on-location episodes then as well. Well, guys, we got some more on-location episodes coming very soon. The next one will be from Scare Kingdom Scream Park for Valenterra. They are back with another seasonal offering, guys. They are opening Manor Mortis for Zombies Dead in the Dark. They're also reopening Body Snatchers for House of Harlots. And Psychomantium is back, and this year's theme, well, this season's theme, is Heartless. So that's Scare Kingdom. It's two nights only on the 16th and 17th of February. You can get your tickets at scarekingdom.com/Valentines. And like I said, guys, that is going to be our next on-location episode. We're very excited. Also, we're going to a brand new scare event that we've never been to before. That's Ghoulies Haunted House in Liverpool. That's Ghoulies Haunted House in Liverpool. We're going to go. We've heard some great things, guys. You can get your tickets to go now as well. They're open all year round. It's www.ghouliesHauntedHouse.com. And like I say, that's in Dale Street in Liverpool. We're really looking forward to getting over there. So, guys, that's the next two on-location episodes. But there's going to be an episode just before them. And that is Meet the Team episode. Like I said, just before Christmas, ScareTrack podcast is expanding. We are getting bigger and better. We're loving it, and thank you so much to you guys for supporting us, to being able to make this happen. So, like you say, there's myself, and there's Hannah, and there's Sean, but we've also recruited Martin Page and Miss Kate Monroe as our on-location hosts. Guys, you need to get to know those as much as you know us, so we're going to get them on the show and have a lovely big roundtable discussion of who we are, what we are, why we do what we do. But without further ado, I think it's time to chat to the host of the brand new podcast, The Drop Theme Park Podcast. It is Tommy Wright.
You're listening to ScareTrack.
So then, guys, welcome back to ScareTrack episode 73. And like I said in the intro, we are here with Tommy Wright, scare actor and a theme park enthusiast. Tommy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. You kind of hyped me up a bit too much, then. You made me sound like I'm better than I am, but thank you.
No, I'm sure you'll deliver. I'm sure you will deliver. We'll Tommy, we know each other because, one, you're a fan of the show. You listen to the show, so thank you.
I would listen.
But also, you are a scare actor. So I want to talk about your scaring side of things first, and then we can talk a little bit about theme parks, because you have two theme park geeks talking. We could go for hours. So,
of course, yeah.
Let's talk about the scare stuff. So you've worked in multiple houses, multiple scare parks.
Yes.
But what really got you into scare acting in the first place? What really wanted you to come out and scare people?
So... the whole love of dark rides and scare mazes started probably around 2010, because I started to develop quite severe, and still do suffer from it now, quite bad motion sickness. So naturally, going from roller coasters and being limited to what I can go on, I started getting into dark rides more, and I think it was always going to happen. But yeah, obviously having the motion sickness just kind of kicked me along a bit, because I mean, I've always been into horror, I've always been quite into like the creativity side of it, and so I think it was always going to happen. And obviously going from ghost trains, you kind of do a natural progression into scare mazes. I went to my first scare attraction, which was Scarefest 2013 or 2012. I didn't really know what it was when I went. I thought it was just going to be a few pumpkins thrown around Alton Towers, but then I went on the mazes, and then the rest is kind of history.
Yeah, no, sounds good. And you know, Scarefest 2000, like you say, 2013 time, I'm guessing, was that the Sanctuary year?
I think it might have been 2012, so it might have been, oh, that would have still been the Sanctuary. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
In fairness, that's a good maze. Yeah, if you got Sanctuary and Terror of the Towers, yeah, they are definitely some good attractions to get you hooked, for sure.
Definitely, yeah. Well, the Sanctuary's still got a special place in my heart, and it's one of my favourites of all time. Yeah,
definitely. It'd be hard to beat, I think, definitely. You were similar to me. Obviously, theme parks can take you that natural progression, like you say, into the scare world. Did you visit many other scare parks before you started acting, or was it mainly just Alton Towers and thought, right, I'm going to give this a go?
Well, no. I kind of fell into acting because I'd always been to Alton Towers every year, and also Extreme Scream for the past 4 years or so. And I always thought, you know, I'd love to do it, and then I never kind of acted upon it. But then someone who me and you both know, Trixie from Twisted Attractions.
Yeah, friend of the show.
Yeah, brilliant guy. I had him on Facebook, and I saw that it was Desperate for Actors when he did Terror Farm in 2016. So I thought, it's a bit of a journey, because I'm in Nottingham and that was in Stoke, but I thought, right, now or never, I'll just do it. And then that's how I got into acting. Decided last year to go into something a bit close to home with Extreme Scream. I was dead late to the party with them. I didn't get started with them till about August, but I did acting for them last year in Revenge of the Zombie Clowns. So
awesome stuff. So you sort of visited Scarefest, you thought, this is definitely the kind of stuff I want to do, like you say, a natural progression. Had you had any acting experience before? Have you been in plays or any amateur dramatics, or did you just sort of throw yourself in the deep end and think, I can scare some people here?
Well, I thought the classic thing, which, you know, looking back, was kind of foolish of me, because now I do know how hard it is, but I thought, you know, how hard can it be? You're just scaring people. But it's the most intense, like, work-wise, the most intense experience I've experienced anyway, because it's just carnage. It's just, you know, just dealing with that many people. And someone pointed out very clearly, but to answer your question, no, I've not had any acting experience. I just wanted to kind of jump in at the deep end. But then, well, when you think about it, someone once said to me that it's no different to acting in a theatre, but all the people that would be sat in front of you are just walking past you. So you're still acting in front of just as many people, but it's just a proper threw myself into the deep end. But it was the last acting I did was in school in GCSE. So
okay, cool. But GCSEs can always set you up for something else. Absolutely.
Well, I got an E, so
I'm guessing that scare acting wasn't on their curriculum though. So
you know
we can let you off at getting an E. Totally. So awesome stuff. So and like your friend did say, all it is, rather than end on theatre, it's just promenade theatre where people
exactly
come into your room, you scare them, you have some spiel, and they move on. But like you say, you've got to do that time and time again. And is that something that sort of shocked you on how physically and emotionally and tiringly intense scare acting can be?
Yeah, definitely. Well, as you know, I did the acting at Terror Farm in 2016, and I was on Destruction, which was a zombie hayride. I don't know if you remember it at all.
Yeah, totally. And
that was, I was thrown proper in the deep end on that, because that was outside, it was cold, and it probably wasn't my best first experience. Like, it would have been nice to be inside and be surrounded by more people who kind of knew what they were doing, so they could point me in the right direction.
Yeah.
But then again, it kind of made me teach myself how to act fairly quickly.
Of course, yeah, totally in the deep end yet again.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But I was very surprised of how full on it is and how intense it is, and even more so going into the busier things like the actual indoor mazes, because the thing is with Destruction, it's a zombie hayride for anyone who doesn't know, and you only get a group come around once every 10 minutes, so you do a scare and then you'd be stood around for 10 minutes. Whereas when you're in a maze on a Saturday night, on Halloween night, for instance, then you properly feel it, because, you know, you just don't stop.
Totally. And I'm guessing when you made the transition from the Terror Farm with Twisted Attractions, mm-hmm. and moved over to Extreme Scream, which we'll talk about again in detail in a little bit, they can get extremely busy. I'm guessing there's a huge difference between, like you say, every 10 minutes jumping out onto a trailer ride to probably every, you know, 30 seconds to a minute with Extreme Scream.
Yeah, well, to be fair, no disrespect to anybody I've acted for, but it's just a completely different kettle of fish, because it did get busy, because I acted in The House of Insomnia one night at Twisted Attractions Terror Farm, and that kind of made me take that jump into doing the busier stuff, which was nice, because that's kind of what I wanted to do, because I find myself personally just getting into character and staying in character better when there's a good flow of people. Because when there's a big 10-minute gap, you know, you find yourself just like, the hype's kind of gone a bit now.
Of course, yeah.
But when I got put into house for that one night that I did, it was very kind of eye-opening to what I can kind of do myself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
It was crazy.
So this last year you were in Extreme Scream Park at Twin Lakes Family Theme Park in Melton Mowbray. It's been voted best UK Scream Park, and we can see why this year. It was really up there. If anyone listened to our show from Extreme Scream, those guys were really good to us. We actually did a behind the scenes tour back in August as well.
That's my favorite episode, by the way, guys.
Oh, appreciate that. Thank you very much, and thank you to Twin Lakes for doing it. We really loved it. It was really great to see the ideas sort of coming to life from behind the scenes, which not a lot of people get to see, so we're really happy with that. And actors really do just bring that place to life, whether it be the village who do voodoo, or like you say, the returning clown maze. It sort of has a similar theme each year. Obviously it's clowns, but this year was it zombie clowns?
It was Revenge of the Zombie Clowns, if I remember correctly. Now, you may think, oh, that's daft, you're acting there every night. But, you know, acting, you don't really give these mazes the full names, just because, you know, you just say, oh, go to Clowns, go to Village, go to Pie, then go to, you know, Ash Hill. But, I think it was Revenge of the Zombie Clowns.
And
I believe
and they did have their revenge. Like every attraction lasts a long time at Extreme Scream Park. You definitely get your money's worth.
Oh,
so what was it like working for them? Obviously, they're a family theme park. They've got a couple over the UK now. They are very well run and professional, and we went into their sort of staff headquarters, and you can tell that they are a team that really do look after their actors. So what was it like working for Dave and Sandy and Phil, that team? They're a great bunch of people. It must have been great to work there.
Yeah, well, my first time I went there, like I said, I was quite late to the party, so everyone had kind of been given their positions and that sort of thing, whereas I just thought, right, I'm going to do it. And then I kind of rocked up on a training night, and Phil was given a big spiel. As you know, Phil was quite it's not really eccentric, but it's quite a, you know, it is a very passionate guy about
absolutely
acting.
Yeah,
and yeah, so, and I mean, the whole team, we've got the actors, you know, the staff, the costume, all of them are just absolutely second to none. You know, I love those guys, they're like a second family now, and they make everyone feel so welcome. Like,
absolutely, yeah.
Like when there's a new person, everyone just kind of jumps on them, just, you know, starts talking, making sure they feel comfortable. And it's very lenient as well, like, of where you wanted to act, because I was initially in Stilton behind one of the drop panels. So I don't know if you know Mike, but he's a part owner with Phil. And
right.
And I had a quiet word with him, and I said, you know, do you mind if I just get wriggled about a bit, because I prefer to act in big open spaces so I can use the space to my advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to sound like a diva, but I just thought,
well, no, really, if you think that's why you excel, obviously you want to give the customers the best scare you can. So,
and I mean, some people were happy behind slam panels, and there were people there that were happy behind slam panels, but it just wasn't for me. So I kind of asked if it could be moved, and then yeah, they let me move. So like I said, they are very lenient with that sort of thing. And on my interview, when I first went and spoke to Beth, who's one of the admin team there, she asked me where I wanted to act, and then I was like, I don't know, I haven't thought about it. I just thought you'd plonk me somewhere. So yeah, they are a really great team to work for. You know, the Fiji, and out of season, like this time of year, they do loads of stuff with everyone from there. You know, just loads of meetups and little parties and stuff like that, which is great. So it keeps everyone in touch.
Yeah, totally. Now, they've always seemed like a great team to work for, and year on year they're growing as well, and their attractions are growing, and obviously the acting quality with yourself and some other actors who are great fans of the show.
The actors there are absolutely, I've never seen people give it so much of their all. Like there's at least 70% of the people, well, even 100%, I'll go as far as say, you know, properly give it every inch of their life. And the nights are really long. You know, we're finishing late pretty much every night. But everyone is giving it their 100% until the very last customer walks through. And I think the little details like that do show when it comes to the public and the guest experience.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It definitely shows. And that's why it was quite a bit of a buzz last year, actually. I mean, every year people say, oh, I think this maze was the best, or, you know, this place was the best this year. But last year, in the community, I'm not sure if you felt it too, obviously the theme park community and the sort of scare community do cross over a little bit and overlap.
Yeah, without a doubt, yeah.
There was definitely a huge, huge buzz on Extreme Scream Park last year.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, and I mean, every year there is going to be people that go on good nights and go on bad nights. And don't get me wrong, there is some slightly more negative reviews, but it just depends on what night you go. But I think the grand spectrum of it, the majority definitely is very, very positive. And you know, it is very nice being part of that team and hearing all the good comments come back about all the little things, you know. And I think us clowns do have it hard as well. Obviously, I speak from experience because I haven't acted in any of the other mazes, but because we haven't really got much in that maze, as I'm sure you're aware.
Yeah, it's basically a curtains maze, isn't it?
It's we do call it curtains every now and again, but it's literally just curtain after curtain in small scenes. And I think in something like that, it does show quite a lot as well, because you've got to make the best. It's all about the actors in there. You know, there's no nice fancy effects like there is in The Village and Hoodoo this year. Mm-hmm. You know, you just got to kind of make do with the space. But I think everyone was on their A game this year, every single actor.
Absolutely, yeah. There's definitely a solid team amongst yourself and the other people in Clowns and in every attraction, in fact. It is something that it's the icing of a cake in a scare attraction.
Without a doubt, a few
of our American listeners sometimes agree with us that some of their attractions use too much animatronics and not enough actors.
Yeah, I definitely agree, yeah.
So, hats off to yourself and the team there. So scare acting, so this was your second year. Will you be giving it a try in the third year? Will you be staying at Extreme, or do you feel like you'll move somewhere else?
Well, last year, the reason why I held it off so long and was so kind of late to it, to Extreme, was because I kept on saying to myself, right, I'm not going to act because I'm going to go and do loads this year. I'm going to go and do loads myself.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, there was people that were kind of saying, you know, you need to do it, you need to do it, you should do it. So I kind of caved to that peer pressure. But I will be then this year, but I'm going to try and slow it down a bit, just so I can go and do some more myself. Like, I think a few of us are going down to Tully's because I've heard very good things about that, and I've never been there.
Tully's is great, yeah. It's definitely got the great sort of festival atmosphere,
Tully's. This is it, yeah. And I know someone that lives nearby me, and he goes every single year without fail. And also, I'd like to try acting. I'm not sure how many it is, because I also did the, I don't know if you remember, the Camp Intensity at Terra Farm.
Oh, yes, thing. Yeah. I didn't actually sleep over, but Hannah slept over, Martin, our new sort of recruit, they slept over for Intensity.
Yeah, it was quite funny, because I was listening back to that episode not long ago, and, you know, it's dead funny hearing about them picking up the envelopes and having these clues, but the actual trick is, if I remember correctly, those envelopes that they were picking up, they had no correlation to each other whatsoever. They were just random letters on an envelope just to keep their time passing. But I'd love to do
and
some
it worked,
more of that.
Totally.
It was so much fun, that was. That was a proper highlight. But yeah, I'll be back at Extreme this year, I'd like to think. So awesome, that's if they'll have me back.
No, I'm sure they will, absolutely. So as we sort of wrap this up, obviously you're still, I'm not going to say season pro, but you've done a couple of years now. You went from a complete novice to now working in multiple screen parks. If you had any peers now who are listening who were similar to you, sort of late to the party, they're not sure they want to do a bit of acting because they enjoy going to them, would you have a piece of advice for these young budding scare actors? And, you know, is it harder than you thought? Is it easier than you thought? Is it something you love and now you're hooked and you can never not do it? What would you say to someone asking you, what do I do to be a scare actor?
Right. So first of all, if you don't know what to do, if you're wanting to scare actors, you don't know what to do, find your local park. That's my best advice. Find the nearest place to you where that has one of these Halloween events. Get in contact with them, email them, pester them, do whatever you have to do and just inquire. If you're unsure about if you want to do it or not, for whatever reason, if you're not very confident or if you're not a trained actor, I'm not a trained actor in any way, shape or form. And it definitely helps your confidence, because there's loads of people that walk in that place really, really shy. You know, they stay, keep themselves to themselves, and they're just not an outgoing person. And, those characters completely change by the end of the run. As for the work side of it, it is very, very tiring. I mean, even though I live half an hour away from Extreme Scream, I'd be getting in it probably most nights between 12:30 and 2.
Wow. Late nights, definitely.
So, yeah, and say you're getting there for between 5 and 6, it's a long old time. But just the buzz you get off it, you know, seeing people's reactions, the interaction with the guests, just everything like that, and you know, just the friends you make, you've got friends for life. And And the perks you get, you know, they give everyone a free ticket every year. So, you know, it's definitely worth every, you know, giving up your time for. And, of course, you get paid.
Yeah, totally. So, awesome. It's a fun job to have.
And there's nothing like it at all. And there is nothing at all to compare it to. So,
sweet. Awesome. Yeah, thank you. So, wrapping this up then, Tommy, you are a theme park enthusiast like myself. And you have just started your brand new podcast, the Drop Theme
Indeed.
Park Podcast.
Yes.
So tell us about the show. Obviously, we've listened to episode one, myself, and we're going to be recording ours. We're going to be going on episode 3, I believe.
It'll be episode 2, actually.
Episode 2.
Yes. Awesome. Due to technical difficulties, but yes.
No, awesome. So we're excited for that. But what has the show... Why did you get into making a new podcast? What drove you to talk about your love of theme parks? And what can we expect to hear in the future on the Drop Theme Park Podcast?
So the reason why I started it was because I kind of wanted an outlet, and because basically where I live, I haven't really got many friends that are into theme parks. Obviously, I've got friends on Facebook and all this, and people that live, you know, quite a distance. But I thought it would just be a good outlet to discuss things with kind of somewhat of a fan base, and just you know, just like I say, just an outlet, really. And I mean, my main aim is to really get as many enthusiasts as I can on, because I want to kind of give it a different angle where I get lots of Q&As and get lots of Skype calls with like I say, enthusiasts, and give their views on things, because I think that'll be a different and interesting aspect to it.
Yeah, totally.
And also speaking to people in the industry like yourself, and you know, I'm also interviewing a guy called Dan Cox, who's got a channel called Hold Tight Riders, a YouTube channel. So, I mean, we've got plenty lined up, and I'm also interviewing some people that aren't into it to get their, you know, just to get their opinion on things. And because I think a lot of the enthusiasts, including myself, is you do lose perspective of things from a customer's point of view rather than an enthusiast point of view. So I thought it'll be interesting to get some muggles, as I call them.
Muggles. I like that. That's actually a very good idea. I don't think, out of all the sort of theme park and scare attraction and wrestling podcasts as well, I listen to them, I was a wrestling fan. We are interviewing the likes of you know, owners, designers, actors, enthusiasts, but I don't think I've ever heard an interview with someone who's not into what we do and finding out why aren't they into that. So yeah, I definitely look forward to.
I definitely thought it'd be a different take on it, just because like I say, you know, I think obviously I speak for myself, but I think a lot of the opinions do get jaded, because it's kind of what the enthusiasts want and what, you know, you know it's got the heart of the park, or you know, if they're closing a ride, that ride's been there for 80 years, blah blah blah. I think you do lose a lot of the, you know, kind of critical opinion in the business side of it, just because you're an enthusiast. So.
No, I totally agree. That's a cracking idea. I might steal that one.
Feel free.
Awesome. So, Tommy Wright, thank you so much for joining us.
The
Scare Actor and the new host of the brand new podcast, The Drop Theme Park Podcast. How can people listen to you? It's on Facebook and SoundCloud, is that right?
That is correct. This weekend, I'm going to be trying to get it on iTunes, because I've heard it's a bit of a faff.
It is a faff, yeah.
I'll be inboxing you a lot, getting some advice. So Facebook, The Drop Theme Park Podcast, and also SoundCloud, The Drop Podcast, The Drop Theme Park Podcast. I'm sure Mikey will link it all in the description, or if
yeah,
you can.
Totally, and, absolutely. Yeah, it'll be in our show notes. It'll also be on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat as well. Social media will take over your life, by the way, Tommy. Just so you know.
I'm trying to keep it kind of segregated at the minute and just keep it to Facebook, but I can see Twitter branching out, just because it's just easy, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
I guess you reach people, but yeah.
Totally. Well, so, Tommy, thank you so much for coming on the show. We can't wait to listen to more of the Drop Theme Park Podcast, and
thank
we
you
will
very
see
much.
You soon.
Yeah, cheers, Tommy. Thanks very much for having me. Cheers.
Bye bye. You're listening to Skate. So there we go, guys. That brings us to the end of episode 73. Like I say, a mini episode with Tommy Wright from the brand new podcast, The Drop Theme Park Podcast. It was great to have him on. It was great to listen to how he got into the industry. He's still relatively new, but we'll be talking to more scare actors throughout this year, guys. We've had the likes of Andy Longmore on, and Lou Jones, and myself and Kate and Hannah have all acted as well as Sean and Martin, in fact. All of us have acted. So it's always great to speak to actors, because a lot of you guys listening are actors within the scare industry. So, guys, if you want to be on the show, just drop us a message. Drop us a message on the usual platforms, guys. We are on all the social media. So Facebook is facebook.com/scaretrack. And on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat, just search for the handle scaretrack. Give us a message, give us a snap, give us a tweet, anything, and we can talk about getting you folks on the show. So that brings us to the end of episode 73. Like I said earlier on, guys, we've got lots coming up over the next month or so. We've got Ghoulies Haunted House, Scare Kingdom Screen Park, and we've also got Meet the Team show as well, where we can talk to our new recruits and get Hannah and Sean back on again, because especially Sean, we've missed him over the last few episodes. He's been a very busy boy with his new job. So, guys, thank you so much for listening yet again. And that brings us to the end of the show. We're going to play out with our sponsor for this episode. It's the Delta Rhythm with My Year. Enjoy.